Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Number 8, is it?
Yes.
Canto 1, chapter 7, text number 8, son of Drona punished. Translation, by his divine goodness, he won't give it out, so Shrimad. The great sage Vyasadeva, after compiling the Srimad Bhagavatam and revising it, taught it to his own son, Srila Sukadeva Goswami, who was already engaged in self-realization. Shri Chaitanya Manavisam Shabitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Upagaramaya Radati Saparantikam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adaita Garadha Shri Vasari Gaura Bhaktivinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So, this was taught by Shri Vyasadeva to his son, Sukadeva. And therefore, we can understand that even the munis, those who are already self-realized, like Sukadeva Goswami was already self-realized, but they'll also benefit by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. not to speak of the worldly men. Worldly men also, it can work into their hearts, Prabhupada uses that phrase here, and enliven them to give up this pravritti marg. Pravritti marg means always thinking of enjoying the senses. So, Srimad Bhagavatam is based on nirvritti marg. Therefore, it appears to be something unnatural, because the natural inclination of every animal is to enjoy whenever possible. If you take a dog, then he wants to enjoy with his tongue, with his genital, whenever the opportunity is there. So human beings are also like that. Those who are not trained up in this nirvritti marg, then naturally they're going to be inclined to enjoy whenever there's opportunity. We were hearing on the tape, Prabhupada was talking about Shreyas and Preyas. So Shreyas means immediate gratification. Everybody's looking for immediate gratification. But Shreyas is a long-range benefit, long-range well-being. So in order to get that, then there has to be some discipline, some austerity. Just like a child. At 5 years old, 6 years old, they have to go to school. They would rather play. For the most part, they're not so inclined to study, to learn the ABC and the mathematics and so on, so they can read and do arithmetic. Because the parents know that this will be beneficial for them in a later life, so they oblige them to do it, because the child is very much under the influence of the adults, so the child agrees, and they take the trouble to learn. Otherwise, they're not so inclined. If you just allow them, they'd rather play. They go on playing. But we oblige them. Similarly, the Acharya, like Srila Prabhupada, he's obliging us to take austerity for understanding the subject matter, for getting the long-range goal or the long-range benefit. So in the same example, the child will get the long-range benefit if he learns how to read and write. So then in his adult life, he'll be educated. Similarly, the spiritual candidate, he will also get the long-range benefit if he agrees to take the process of nirvritti marg. So what is nirvritti marg? Again, and just like Vishabhadev tells us in the fifth canto of this great work, Srimad Bhagavatam, that the whole purpose of human life is to perform austerity. So austerity is required. Now, it'll be, you can say, impossible unless there's also some... in other words, the mind will rebel against too much austerity. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya has given us an easy process of chanting Hare Krishna, which will give us a higher taste very quickly. It's not something that we have to go on sacrificing for... 100 years, 1,000 years, like in a previous age, Valmiki or somebody, they had to sit in meditation, very severe austerity, for thousands of years before they would become, you can say, realized. But by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, even ordinary people, like yesterday, so many ordinary people were here, But they feel some happiness with this chanting of Hare Krishna and taking prasadam. Not a very difficult process. So who won't take it? Only those who are meat eaters, who have no inclination, who, like you can say, are killing their own soul. They take pleasure out of killing. Such a class of people, they won't be very much attracted to this chanting and dancing and taking prasadam. But fortunately, because Kali Yuga is still in the early stage, there are many innocent people who will be, you can say, who will respond to this message and who will take it up and become enlivened, just like we're getting experience from this devotee who's coming, Bhakta Daniel, how he's becoming enlivened by reading the Srimad Bhagavatam. So those who are good souls, they will appreciate that a little austerity is required, and for anything worthwhile, there's austerity involved. If we want to become a doctor, we have to go to school for so many years, study all the different things, because it's not something cheap. So similarly, spiritual life is not cheap. If we want spiritual life, we really want to become, you can say, realized, then we have to be willing to take the trouble. But what is that trouble? Especially, we say, no illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling, no meat eating. So there's some trouble. Or no, naturally, a man, woman, they want to enjoy sex life without restriction. But we say, no, this is not conducive to spiritual advancement. So therefore, you should, even in the Grihastha Ashram, you should accept some restraint for only begetting children. Indulge in sex life only for begetting children, not just for entertainment or whenever you feel some urge. So this requires some discipline, some austerity, to rise above the lower nature. But in association of devotees, by regular hearing and chanting this message, then that, you can say, taste will come. Therefore, we're seeing practically that Prabhupada's movement is spreading all over, even in the face of the materialistic society, which is centered around the principle of enjoying with the senses. Still, this movement is going on, expanding, because of the potency of the devotee association. When we come in contact with the devotees who are actually taking the process, and we see that they're enlivened, we can say, on a different platform, on a higher platform, not just the sense gratification, which has a beginning and an end, but they're feeling joyful from within by taking this austerity, by taking it, then we become also, you can say, ready to accept some austerity. So it's a very important principle of associating so that we can keep ourselves strong and fit. Therefore, Prabhupada took so much trouble to create this International Society for Krishna Consciousness to allow us to associate. And we feel, it's like last night, after so much association, then we feel enlightened. Okay, any questions?